as we try to sync up and simulcast our radio shows, it is now that time to pound three times on the wall and call up the fiance.
Love is in the air.
Doing her show. Everywhere over there on 95.9 The Ranch, our sister station.
Everybody's got a show.
Let's get a hold of L.
She's a big star.
L there in Mornings on The Ranch. Got her train thing.
95.9 The Ranch, good morning.
Oh, she gets her first question first, okay?
hold on, just a second.
Oh.
What is she doing besides talking to us?
I don't know, she's maybe giving away Randy Rogers tickets.
Yeah. All right.
Getting ready for the pitching party.
All right, focused on you.
Okay.
Hi. What's going on next door? Are you
yes.
there?
Hello. Hello, there it is. Yes. Heather Lee, you get the first crack here. We're going to start and lead off. What question do you have this week?
Okay, I only get one, and that doesn't count as a question. Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Tracy on this one.
Yeah.
Did you elope?
Did we elope and get married?
We are not married, but we are thankfully still engaged.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
That's good.
Passing a huge premarital test, premarital family test, honestly, because the kiddo.
It's just party of three.
The kiddo, yes, and very much involved in this whole saga. We talked about all the great things about Hot Springs. It's a fantastic, wonderful area. The problem is the train doesn't run through Hot Springs. You have to go through this. What's the town called?
It's Malvern.
Nobody knows who that town is. What, home of somebody, right?
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton, I believe.
Oh,
they claim
right.
him.
Okay, well, he doesn't live there anymore, and I can tell you why.
Okay. Nobody lives there.
That is the Arkansas drop-off there for Amtrak. To get back yesterday, the train was supposed to leave, what, at like 3 a.m. or something?
So yeah, it was like 3:20 or something. We were supposed to be there, so we got prepared. We were going to be early. We were on our game.
Got the very hard in the middle of the night in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Lyft ride down there. And then we find out it's delayed by like 3 hours, the train.
No.
What are you going to do in Malvern, Arkansas?
So
I'm telling you, nothing going on
there. The only place that's open, Waffle House.
Right.
You ever spend 2.5 hours in a Waffle House?
No.
You know what that does to a family?
I don't know, but there's not a lot of good keto choices for the Liver Queen over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I gave up on that many meals ago.
It was out the window.
You're having white bread, and that's what's going on.
So finally, the train, we get notification after 2.5 hours at the Waffle. 2.5 hours. Middle of the night, that the train's rolling again. Okay, so now we got to get like the 3 miles down the road to the train station.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, how are you going to do that, Heather? You know who doesn't run? Uber. But you know who acts like they're going to pick you up?
Uh-huh.
Uber.
Yeah.
And then they fail you.
Yes.
Rude.
So we are hitchhiking at a Waffle House in the middle of the night trying in, what's the town's name?
Malvern.
Nobody knows that town's name. And trying to get to the train station, which, by the way.
Are we going to call it a station?
Thank you to Cass, our waitress, who organized and brokered the deal to find somebody, a stranger, who was his name, Bentley?
I don't know. Sure.
We got in his truck.
He had a truck full of equipment that I don't want to ask questions about what he did with it.
I led my whole family up in this truck.
That's right. And then, and while you're doing this, you're teaching your teenager to make really good choices along the way.
We're doing great.
All right.
You haven't even seen where we're going yet, Heather.
We arrive. Finally. We get. He's fantastic. Great guy.
He's wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah. Yes.
What's his name?
Bentley.
Oh, something.
Brad.
Clarence the Angel. That's
we're not good at names.
And finally, we get to the station, which is nothing more than 3 walls and a roof. Not enclosed.
Four.
Middle of the night. In what town?
Malvern.
Okay, you got it.
We're keeping an eye out for syringes. We are scanning constantly. We've got a miner with us.
Ew.
Finally, we hear a train whistle.
Mm.
We hear the train.
Redemption.
We see the train, and it's
Jesus
coming.
Jesus has heard our pleas, and we are about to get saved.
And it just keeps going. And it doesn't slow down.
We're running.
And
we're chasing
holding our stuff like, and waving.
The Weekender bag is way overhead.
Which now it finally stops. It does stop.
Okay.
For about a second and a half.
Does it? I don't know if it actually fully stopped.
I don't know if the kiddo got in before it started moving again. It was just.
The conductor is reaching from our armpits and yanking us onto the train.
And then finally we go and then we hang out with the hobos in the back. And then 13 hours. plus later, we make it home.
Oh, I've never been so happy to see Fort Worth in my life.
Hot Springs, great.
Amazing.
What is that town's name?
Malvern.
That ain't where we're getting married, I'll tell you that.
No way. You're out of here, Vern.
Passing the premarital test, indeed.
We did it. Still engaged.
Didn't go off the rails.
Well, yet.
Yeah, and just so we're clear, you don't need to tell your mom this story, Al. Just
yeah.
Okay. So we're we'll everybody skip knows, that. Okay?
We hitchhiked at a Waffle House. Oh, all right, there it is. All right, got to give something away. You got to
okay,
give something
go.
Away.
All right. All right. Go honky-tonk, badonkadonk, or whatever you do over
that's
there.
That's not what we do.
No. Okay. All right, bye.
Go, Sound of Texas.
Morning Radio's best kept secret, KB and Heather Lee.